BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Surprise, everyone, you've got a podcast.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Quite cool this week because Scott's on holiday, so I thought I would do the podcast anyway. You probably haven't, well, you definitely haven't had a podcast for the last 3 or 4 days. So hopefully this will be like a little treat landing in your inbox. I hope you enjoy. Here it is on today's show. I'm going to play you something very special that we recorded with Chapuddy G, but we didn't really have time to play it out on the show this week. It's going to be perfect for this podcast. I hope you're going to love it. We're also going to catch up with the most recent victim of Where Do You Think They Were? This is the game where you get an epic birthday shout out, but you have to hear how you were made. Also, my nan, Nana Joyce, she's such a legend, was on the show this week, so we're going to be talking about that. And of course, we're going to get through as many of your listener questions as possible. As always, make sure that you get in touch with me through Insta, Twitter, email, however you want to do it. It's what this podcast is all about, really, giving you that extra insight into life here at Radio 1. I really want to catch up with Scott Mills. We do it every week on this podcast. However, he's on holiday somewhere in Thailand, and he's just told me he's got really bad signal. He just messaged me saying he's on a boat. We'll try get hold of him anyway. It'd be amazing to catch up with him. I'm really hoping he's doing some kind of boat party. But before that, I want to play you a highlight from the show this week. We did something really special with Tom Walker and Rudimental. Obviously, Scott's on holiday, so it's me and Matt Edmondson this week. And we had the idea, because Tom Walker's album is called What a Time to Be Alive, to get Tom Walker and Rudimental to sing about things that kind of represent what an amazing time it is to be alive. There's so much negativity in the world at the moment. And it ended up being one of the greatest songs I've heard on Radio 1. Maybe I'm overselling it a bit. Anyway, in case you missed it, here it is.
Shall I start?
Go.
Go for it.
I'm particularly keen on Google Translate, guys. Ooh. What a time to be alive.
Nice one.
Ooh, right. What a time to be alive.
So what a time to be alive. I just translated on my phone and I'll feed them fine.
Ooh. Hey.
Hey.
All right. What are you saying, Danny from Hatton Cross?
Aloe vera impregnated bottom tissue. What a time to be alive.
Oh, wow. All right.
So what a time to be alive. I got a fresh bottom and I'm feeding fine. Hey. Aloe vera tonight.
Woo. Hey. Chris Stark.
Well, I was doing some toast in my 6th birth toaster earlier and I just thought, what a time to be alive.
Wow. Six slots.
I like it. All right.
Oh, what a time to be alive. I just toasted 6 bread pieces and I feel just fine.
Oh, yeah. Preach.
All right, Carl from Cheltenham. What are you happy to be alive for?
The all-day breakfast in a can. What a time to be alive.
Oh, right, OK.
So what a time to be alive. I had breakfast in a can and I feel just fine. And now my day is going better. Because of that, I'm just great.
All right, Piers.
What a time to be alive, you know. The other day I had a vegan chicken burger.
Right.
It was amazing.
Was it good?
Yeah.
So what a time to be alive. I just had a chicken burger, but it was vegan. Oh, my God. How amazing.
But all right, chicken.
Katie in Devon, what are you saying?
Cheese advent calendar. What a time to be alive.
Is that a thing? Yeah, yeah. Mm. You get anything in an advent calendar now, Tom.
That's unbelievable. All right, okay. Alright.
So what a time to be alive. I got cheese in my calendar and now I know what day of the week it is because I've got cheese in my calendar. Boop!
Alright, Amir, what are you saying?
After much research, I finally discovered that Tesco's do the best yum yums.
So what a time to be alive. Yeah, Tesco do the best yum yums in my life. Oh.
Our Rudimental kept in Yum Yums for all of 2019 with that shout out.
Yum Yum sponsorship on the way.
I think that supermarket has benefited massively there.
I know.
Becca, what are you saying?
The Weatherspoons app. What a time to be alive.
Oh, yeah, you can order your drink via an app.
Yeah, that's the best.
So what a time to be alive. I've got a Weatherspoons app on my phone tonight.
And finally, let's have Jake.
Pay for stuff with your face. What a time to be alive.
Oh, yeah, you don't even need to remember your PIN anymore. Just show your face to your phone, you can buy something.
Hey!
Well, I love that, all right. We're down.
Oh, now, so for that time to be alive, I just show my face, my phone, and it locks it for me.
Yeah.
Oh! And it's just fine.
Tell
I'm all right.
Give it up for Tom Walker.
Hey!
That's quality.
I think everyone went a bit technological with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to do one more, right? Okay, just for the northerners. You ready?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. I got curry sauce on my chips and I feel just fine.
Hey.
Love it, mate.
Great choice.
To be alive. Guys, you've made me feel very positive about living when I live.
It's beautiful.
So annoying for you guys, this podcast, because I love our little catch-ups with Scott Mills. I'm trying to get hold of him. However, we can't get hold of him. And he sent me a couple of messages. He's now told me that he's doing a tour of some islands and that his signal is bad. At least he's having a good time. I guess we'll have to catch up with him next week or whenever he's back. However, Scott did feature in the last episode of Where Do You Think They Were? This is my favourite thing that we do. This is the game where you get an epic birthday shout-out, but you have to share, well, you don't share the story, but your parents come on and share the story about how you were made, where you were conceived, all of the details. Last time we did this, it was with an amazing girl called Maria, who heard all about the time her mum and dad went sailing, and let's say the boat was rocking, they went with the motion. It's the first time we've gone overseas in the story and this feature. For me, it was one of my favourite ones that we've done.
We could probably say it was an unintended boozy boat trip. Wow. There was about half a dozen of us, and we were heading off on a 4 or 5 day max sailing trip to King Island, which is an island off of Australia.
Okay.
But about 3 hours, 4 hours into it, we found out there was going to be a fairly significant storm.
Can we row back slightly? So you're all on this boat party for a reason right now. You're not taking part in some sort of group activity there, are you? Like, what's the reason for the boat party?
The reason was my husband-to-be was a yachtie. And so his friends were all yachties, and there was a half a dozen of us that had decided to go on a trip. And we're going to spend about 3 days on that island, checking out the cheese and the wines and doing whatnot.
Okay, so it was a cultural trip.
Yeah, it was a cultural trip.
I want to marry a yachtie.
Yeah, what is a yachtie? I only know little yachtie.
You get to go all sorts of great places around the world if he's a good yachtie. But on this particular occasion, for reasons unbeknownst to me, nobody was quite aware of this storm that was coming in.
Okay, so we're on the boat and the storm is approaching. There it is.
The storm's coming in, so we headed into the nearest available port, if you will, which was a little town called Queenscliff.
Okay.
And there weren't very many, if any, rooms available in local hotels. So we could only get a few rooms for some of us on board, and David and I were delegated to stay on the boat.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so everyone, all the other yachties are in hotels, but there was no room in the inn for you and this guy.
Exactly. Man, let's just pretend that the husband's name was Joseph.
Okay, yeah.
So that's basically it. No room at the inn.
Oh, no. Right, you're right.
Is this why I like sailing so much?
Are you a big fan of sailing?
It's always been in my blood, and now I know why.
Right, but this makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Your parents love it.
This is horrendous, but it's so funny at the same time.
What's amazing about this, though, is as an Aussie, her family couldn't hear it live. So she's had a week of sharing it with her family over there. Everyone's catching up on that, on what happened. So we thought we'd catch up with Maria to find out how it's going for her. I imagine it's terribly awkward, incredibly cringeworthy. Oh, Mariah, how cringeworthy has your life been in the last couple of weeks?
I'm quite lucky because most of my friends and everyone who knows my mum are actually back in Australia and they don't listen live. So it's not been too bad. But I did send my whole family the link to the podcast. So especially the younger family members, like my cousin, have been sending me some not so nice text messages. Not so much thanking me for sending it, but expressing their disgust.
So are you weirdly quite proud of it then? I mean, I wouldn't want to send that around the family.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the weird thing was the people who were most excited to hear about it was like my mother-in-law, my partner's mum. She lives over here and she's never met my mum. So I think like it was kind of exciting for her. It was her first chance to hear my mum speak, which is a bit strange.
That's really worrying. So do you know what? The first time I met my wife's father. It was when we were recording something for Radio 1, and we were doing a game where I go to a pub toilet and I just start talking to people in the toilets, but Scott tells me what to say.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And it's awful. It's like one of the most cringeworthy things that I can do. However, what I didn't realise is that she was my girlfriend at the time, but that her father was in the pub and we'd never met before. And the first time we met was me asking him really weird stuff in the toilet of this pub.
Amazing.
And it's never ideal when you meet in-laws in that way. And I think he'd sort of formed a picture of me, and I worry that's what's happened with you here or your mum.
I don't know. I mean, if they're friends with me, there's really nothing that could put them off anything my mum's said. Like, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, open to being made fun of kind of person. So it hasn't negatively impacted. There's a couple of my workmates who were listening live that absolutely loved it. They thought it was great and a really good sort of thing to go around their office on the afternoon.
Oh, well, this is good news then. Well, for us, it was an Australian special. It was great to have a story that involves sailing, you know, and a rocky boat. However, I just wanted to say well done for taking part. I was expecting it to be far more cringeworthy for you when we caught up with you, but actually you seem cool with it.
It's okay. I think because I'm 16,000 miles away from my parents now, that probably makes it easier as well.
Nice. Well, look, well done for taking part. And if there's anyone listening right now that's umming and ahhing about maybe taking part in the feature, what would you say?
It's totally worth it, 100%. It's a great laugh if your friends listen to the show. And it's a great way to introduce people to the show if they don't already listen to it. Plus the birthday shout out with Wicked.
Nice one, Mariah. It's been really good catching up with you.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Cheers, mate. Bye then, bye. I know this is the Scott Mills Daily, and that's the umbrella with which we do this podcast. It's the banner above the door. However, this week it's been me and Matt Edmondson, and we've had a lot of fun. And sometimes when me and Matt get together to do the show, we like to do a rap battle. And to bring it up another level, we did this a couple of years ago, I think it was. We decided to get our nans involved. So we thought we'd go for it this time, and we'd do another epic nan battle. Probably one of the funnest things that we did this week. So it was my Nanny Joyce against Granny Edmondson. I think it's safe to say that both nans were really representing. So obviously, no podcast this week. A lot of you might not have heard this. Here are the nan raps. I think we're going to start with Nanny Joyce. If you haven't heard this before, hope you enjoy. I loved it.
MC Joycey, rapping 01753. Bow, Nan Dan, stand up. 8-5, game. At this age, how are the Nans all hating? When she says I'm really bad company, I always see her at the bus station. One hand on the mug I'm drinking, one hand on my hip that's shrinking. To come through like Funky Friday and have all of your Nan Dan skating. I came in, they turned up the heating. I slapped down my bus pass. I pay less when I am eating. See, that ran at bingo. If I get a full house, she'll hate it. Me and G just ate some fruitcake, and he could not bake it. That grand in the line with the man behind, who's looking all tempting. If a friend has a pension, I slide into the mansion. Two pensioners at the entrance want intention, but an nan can't let them if you struggle with retention. You ain't coming here, no way. At this age, how are the nans still hating? But she says I'm really bad company. I always see her at the bus station. One hand on the mug I'm drinking, one hand on my hip that's shrinking. Come through like Funky Friday and have all of your nan down skating. Joycey out.
Oh, Nana Joyce.
Yes, Nana Joyce. Ah, she brought the fire today.
Oof. It's so good. I love hearing her rap. And actually, it's the sweetest thing ever, just hearing them go for it. Okay, on this next one, Granny Edmondson, Matt really told her to be quite aggressive with it. Go on the attack. And I think it's safe to say she did it. This was to Homerton B. Enjoy.
Are you ready, Granny Edmondson?
I've never been more ready, Matt. Nana Joyce is going down.
I'm so excited about this.
It's time to spit some sick bars. It's Granny E, original G. I got a cardi on me, sick Nick cardi on me. Button it up, then man run and retreat. It's Granny E, original G. Cardi on me, button it up. Big cases, batches, flapjacks, put them in my purse. Bang, income's back in the jacket. On a waiting list for a new hit, when it comes to the trap.
Oh, my nana's work off the magic. Got that 10 out of 10 and it's banging. OAPs, listen. I was on the back road feeding my cat. Cardigan and a woolly hat. I call her name and she comes back. Put out some kitty cat. Pull up, straight to the flat. 2 p.m, time for a nap. Got my pension, found him a set. Got a boy, oh, my grandson, Matt. Listen, Joyce Benedict, I'm back in the kitchen. Listen, look, I think it's clear I'm a better cook. It's Granny E, original G. I got a cardi on me, picnic cardi on me. Button it up, then man, run and retreat. It's Granny E, original G. Cardi on me, button it up.
Oh, God, the rap battle is so good. I wish we could do this more often, although getting them to learn the raps and perform them, it does take bloody ages, if I'm honest. However, amazing. The Nans representing once again. I sort of look forward to next time I get to do the show with Matt so we can maybe do it again. What we didn't play out, however, was me having to explain to Nanny Joyce what brap means. I feel really stupid doing it myself, but I had to try and get Nanny Joyce to say it before the rap battle. I sort of gave up on this after about 20 seconds or so, but I thought I could play it to you in the podcast. Here's me teaching Nanny Joyce how to say it.
Can you just try and go brap?
Try.
It's just a noise. If you just go brap.
Brack.
And brap, so B-R-A-P. So it goes brap.
Brat.
Brap.
Brat.
Brap.
Brat.
Brap.
Brat.
Thanks, Joycey. That's amazing. That's so good.
It took ages. I also loved this from Granny Edmonton. This was amazing.
Can you say, it's time to spit some sick bars?
It's time to spit some sick bombs.
Close. Bars, like bars of gold.
Oh, bars.
Or like,
yeah,
chocolate bars. It's time to spit some sick bars.
It's time to sick some spit bars. Sorry.
It's all right.
It took a while, but we got there in the end. Well done, Nanny Joyce. Well done, Granny Edmonton. Another great rap battle. So last week on the podcast, I played you something that I created called Planet Girth. We didn't really end up playing this out on the show. There was a load of rights issues from the people who make Planet Earth. Whatever. It was amazing stuff. It was Chipuddy G narrating Planet Earth. So imagine there wasn't Attenborough in the world. It's a horrible thought. But could Chipuddy G take the job? That was the question we asked last week. However, this week, I've got you something we recorded with Chipuddy G. It was another weird idea of mine that we wanted to make happen, but then we didn't really have time to play it out on the show. So we got Chipuddy G into a studio and thought, wouldn't it be great if he did the CBeebies bedtime story? And just imagine what that would be like. So I decided on the Three Little Pigs. I thought Chipuddy G could read that. It could be quite funny. This never ended up going out on the show, but I hope you guys like it. And tell me if you want me to do some more weird stuff with Chipuddy G. So podcast exclusive, everyone. Here's Chipuddy G doing the CBeebies bedtime story.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs, and the time came for them to leave home and seek their fortunes. Before they left, their mother told them, "Whatever you do, do it the best that you can, because that's the way to get along in the world." The first little pig built his house out of straw because it was the easiest thing to do. The second little pig built his house out of sticks. This was a little bit stronger than the straw house. The third little pig built his house out of bricks. One night, the big bad wolf, who daily loved to eat fat little piggies, came along and saw the first little pig in the house of straw. He said, "Let me in! Let me in, little pig, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in!" "Not by the head of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig. But of course, the wolf did blow the house in and ate the little first little piggy. The wolf then came to the house of sticks. "Let me in! Let me in, little pig, or I'll huff and puff and blow your house in!" "Not by the head of my chinny chin chin," said the little pig. He was higher pitched. But the wolf below blew the house in two and ate the second little pig as well. The wolf then came to the house of bricks. "Let me in, let me in," cried the wolf, "or I'll huff and I'll puff till I blow your house in." "Not by the head of my chinny chin chin," he was a bit more raspy, said the pigs. Well, the wolf huffed and puffed, but he could not blow down the brick house. But the wolf was a sly old wolf, and he climbed up on the roof to look for a way into the brick house. The little pig saw the wolf climb up on the roof and lit a roaring fire in the fireplace and placed it on a large kettle of water. When the wolf finally found the hole in the chimney, He crawled down and could splash right into the kettle of water. And that was the end of his troubles with the big bad wolf. The next day, the little pig invited his mother over. She said, "You see, it is just as I told you. The way to get along in the world is to do things as well as you can." Fortunately for that little pig, he learned that lesson. And he just lived happily ever after.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very touching. I don't remember the story being that dark.
No, it's pretty dark.
I thought the other two pigs survived.
Yeah.
In the story I was told, they ran into each other's houses. Yeah,
it's pretty dark. And they basically boiled the wolf to death.
I know.
They make, you know, ramen out of the wolf. Wolf ramen.
I mean, get yourselves to sleep on that, kids.
Yeah, good night. Sweet dreams.
I'm really not sure why we didn't play that out. That is it's something special, that. Chabuddy G reading The Three Little Pigs. I think we should get him to do a whole series of those. Maybe we just do it for the podcast. There was another amazing moment this week where Chabuddy G turned up too early to be on the show and ended up in the same interview as Ellie Goulding. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've been involved in. For me, it sort of equated to that time where we had Jedward on the show and Ed Sheeran happened to walk past, see them and want to come in and get involved. Again, one of the weirdest shows I've ever been involved in. In case you missed it, here's Chabuddy G and Ellie Goulding.
Hello.
Ellie, you don't mind if Chabuddy G sits on the interview,
no,
do you?
She loves it. She loves it.
Okay, yeah. Lovely, lovely.
That's her words.
Have you guys met before?
I mean, no, Ellie, I haven't actually officially met you, but I have been watching you and studying you, not in a creepy way, just in a friendly kind of social media, liking your pictures, hoping you like my pics back, you scratch
you
my back. Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, well, if I'd known that, that would have made me very excited.
You'd have slid straight into his DMs, surely, immediately. Just
like slide in, mate. Yeah, I mean, I believe in sliding in your own DMs as well. Just send yourself a little message being like, looking hot today, mate.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Ellie? Self-love.
Yeah,
you
no,
promote
I think
that stuff.
I think it's important. I do promote self-love. I think it's important. Yeah, or just say it to yourself in the mirror each morning.
Yeah.
Do you think Chabuddy G could perform well in the live lounge, in your opinion? I mean, it is nerve-wracking, isn't it? Even for someone like yourself.
I think it's possible. It's just, I particularly get nervous. I'm just a nervous kind of person.
Do you get like stress dreams before a live lounge? Because when I first started at Radio 1, I used to get dreams every night. I'm like, I'm going to turn up and none of the buttons will work. We'll get pulled off air. It'll be awful. Is that the same thing as a singer?
But at least you've got an excuse, like a technical excuse. Mine is just that I've seen a bum note, so that's an excuse. So.
We're talking about bum and, you know, you were talking about getting those nerves. I actually think that before you go and do something quite, you know, big, if you don't have that little flutter in your bum, then, you know, sometimes you're not on point. Sometimes you need the nerves.
You've got to have the bum flutters to actually sort of get the you know, the passion.
Have the bum flutters to avoid the bum notes.
Yes. It's true.
Someone stick that inspirational quote on Instagram immediately.
With a kind of sunrise and
exactly.
a bum in the background.
Yeah.
Fluttering.
Yeah. Yeah. Two sunrises.
Yeah.
Now, Ellie, you've been to Radio 1 countless times. We've spoken loads in the past. You must get bored of being asked the same questions over and over, right?
I suppose so. I don't want to be like... ungrateful.
Oh, come on.
I like to talk. I like to sing mainly. I just never thought that singing would mean I would have to answer a lot of questions.
What is the question that you get asked all the time? You're like, oh, God, I cannot do this question again.
Well, at the moment, it's when's the album coming out?
Right.
but like, I don't mind. It's you know, it's usually sort of in a mixture of different random questions. So as long as it's mixed in with other
stuff.
Things, I can keep entertain myself.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. Me and Chris have put our heads together to try and come up with some questions that we think you've never been asked.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, but that's cool, because if you've been asked them, just don't answer them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be good to find one.
If it's been covered off, just say, we've done it. We'll move on to another one.
Right.
So next.
And Chabuddy, we weren't expecting you to be here, but if you have any questions that you
listen,
want...
Oh, listen, mate, anytime you need me here, I'm living in my van right now. So I'm quite portable. I'm really mobile at the moment. I've been camping outside for 2 days. I just heard Ellie was coming, so I popped in. It's a coincidence, really.
Chabuddy G, so you know you do some of your own versions of songs about your wife, Aldona, and the fact she robbed you and all that.
Aldona, Aldona, you remind me of a Hounslow story.
Have you ever thought of using one of Ellie's songs?
Santana, Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
Have you thought of maybe using one of Ellie's songs and reversioning it about Aldona?
This is Orcs, if you didn't know one. But
I mean, loads of hits. Still Falling for You. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I actually really, really like the cover you did.
Yeah?
The Elton John cover.
Oh, Elton John
so
cover,
I'll probably do a cover of your cover. You know what I mean? Have you heard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's clever.
You know? Elton redid your song recently, so you could do a cover of his
cover.
Yeah.
It's like cover Inception.
Yeah.
Inception cover.
All about Aldona.
All about Aldona.
So, bit of a different week. It was me and Matt Edmondson this week. I did have a lot of fun, though. We always have a good time with Matt. Next week, we switch it up again. Scott's still on holiday, so it's going to be me and Alice Levine trying to think of some things that we can do on the show next week. Any ideas, let me know. But it's going to be good. Me and Alice have been on before, and we had lots and lots of fun. So, that's next week. Me and Alice Levine, 1 to 4 on BBC Radio 1. Right then, it's that time of the podcast. It's your listener questions. As I always say, please feel free to get in touch with me. Slide into the Instagram DMs if you have to. Let me know your questions for the podcast. Anything behind the scenes about Radio 1, the presenters, me, Scott, whatever you want to know, this is your section. I'm going to answer them as honestly as possible. All right, let's kick things off with Grace in Margate. So Grace messaged me to say, "Hey Chris, I have a question. Do radio DJs ever get annoyed of constantly saying their name, the time, and the fact they're listening to Radio 1? That is so true. I've never really noticed that before. But yeah, working at Radio 1, you have to say your name a lot. And if you're not saying your name, then obviously you have a jingle saying your name for you. A bit like this.
Scott Mills. Chris's Extra Bits.
There's certain DJs, if we're doing real talk here, right, there's certain DJs that I know like their name to be mentioned more than others, or that when I'm listening to Radio 1, I notice have their name mentioned more than others. Scott is one of those people. He loves his name being out there, right? So I always notice this, and all the jingles and everything, he always fits in Scott Mills, Scott Mills, Scott Mills. You hear it so often. The one that really stands out for me, though, is Mr. Jam. Now, I obviously don't... I've got to be careful what I say here, because I'm not saying that he's doing it as some kind of ego thing or anything like that, but I've noticed Mr. Jam says his name more than any other Radio 1 DJ. That's my opinion, I should say. But what Mr. Jam does different to everyone else, he also spells his name, because I reckon he gets so fed up with people spelling it M-I-S-T-E-R, Jam, or maybe two words, that he feels that whenever he says his name, he's got to spell it as well. So if you ever listen to Mr. Jam, Dance Anthems or One Extra, you might notice this. He always has to say, "You're listening to Mr. Jam, M-I-S-T-A-J-A-M. It's something I've always noticed. He always is spelling his name. Okay, this came through on Instagram to me. Thank you, Ryan, for sending your message. It says, "Friday show question. Is Example as much of a great guy as he looks online? Always thought it'd be a decent guy to go for a drink with." Yes, he is. He's such a legend. So I used to be such a big fan of Example. And I used to go to his gigs when I was at uni. I remember going to see him and Plan B, and his music was so different to the music he puts out now. And he was an awesome guy then, he's an awesome guy now. In fact, recently, I was on holiday, I was in Ibiza, and I was at Cafe Mambo, and I was having a lovely time, I was having a couple of drinks. An Example came over to me with a big bottle of champagne to say congratulations on getting married, and then spent the whole night sat with me, introduced me to MK, which was quite cool. It was like the ultimate Ibiza experience for me. Example is such a nice guy. He does whatever he can for his fans. I love it every time he comes on the show. Quite literally, and we always end up in this situation every week. It looks like we're about to be kicked out of the studio, so we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your questions. Keep them coming in. We'll try to get through more next week. Hope you're enjoying the Friday podcast, whatever we're going to call it. Back next week with Alice Levine. Probably not going to be a podcast every day, but we'll be back next Friday. Looking forward to it. My voice is about to go. Have an amazing weekend. And let's leave Granny Edmondson with the last words on this podcast.
Time to spit some sick bombs.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh my God. Mind blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh no, Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.